Okay, can you hear me?
Hello, everybody. Okay, my name's Lorna Cork. If you're on Twitter, it's at Lorna Champ Cork. I always say for champion or for champagne, although sometimes it's for Carver. Dr. Lorna Cork is my name, and I've been a senior leader. I am now an independent leadership consultant. What I'd like to know from you, just wiggle your hands in the air if you're a middle leader. Okay, so, right, this is specially for you. As I'm speaking, I'll be speaking to senior leaders, but I want you to tell me, to what extent does this relate to you? So, I'm going to talk about motivating and empowering middle leaders towards magnificence. So why are we talking about middle leaders instead of senior leaders? It's because if we say SLT, we talk about the senior leadership team. But what about if we actually embodied what we're saying, which is that everybody, middle leaders, are part of the school leadership team. So instead of SLT, senior leadership team, it's SLT, school leadership team. Because one of the things that I've realised in my consultancy as an Ofsted-trained consultant in education is that those schools, those academies that do well, they really do embody this whole distributed leadership. And if we're looking at the extended leadership team and the whole senior leadership, then middle leaders, just like senior leaders, we're all leaders. So we're about improvement, are we not? Remind me, yes, yeah. Middle leaders, remind me who you are, yes, about improvement. We need to accurately evaluate and we need to demonstrate leadership. What does that look like in practice? Demonstrating leadership. To motivate and demonstrate leadership, then one of the things my own research, because I'm a researcher as well, shows me, is that we really do have to have great expectations. But great expectations, the middle leaders I speak to, they use words like squeezed. And one of the researchers has actually talked about that. They're squeezed in the middle. Expectations above, expectations below from their team. They feel as if they're squeezed in the middle sometimes. So how can we motivate them so they don't feel so squeezed, so they don't feel so pressurized? And part of motivating them is this whole thing about empowerment to lead. But at the core, because some of the middle leaders I speak to, what they say is that they have these great expectations of me, but it's not exactly clear. So clarity about the expectations. Two core areas, empowerment to lead learning. Most middle leaders, they came into the role because they were fantastic teachers, did you not? And they wanted to continue that. So if that transition from being a teacher to monitoring teaching, to really evaluating teaching and showing what's good in your department, in your team, how the children are making progress, that transition, it needs equipping with the tools. And yet, in my consultancy work, there are so many schools that it's not the middle leaders that actually accompany learning walks. How many, if you just wiggle your hands in the air again, in terms of when you have learning walks to judge the quality of teaching and learning, how many have middle leaders as well as senior leaders? Or does it just come? Well, it's about half, about 50%. And I know Ross does. And that's really, and they feel really empowered when they're part of that as well. Because in some of the schools I've been to, for example, they say things like, the middle leaders, they are the guardians of teaching in their area. I love that, the guardians of teaching in the area. So if they are the guardians, then they're part of the extended leadership, aren't they? So in terms of the work that I'm doing, I really am encouraging that. So leading learning, leading people. Now, I don't know about most of you, but when we became senior leaders or middle leaders, we weren't given much HR training in how to manage difficult staff, difficult conversations. What happens, for example, if the teaching isn't good? Now, often Ofsted is very clear about this. And for my sins, when I was working for 10 years in the Birmingham Local Education Authority, one of my roles was to analyse all the Ofsted reports across the year and bring out key issues. And the key issues often was in terms of middle leadership. But when you also, in terms of coaching, the work I'm asked to do, a lot of the issues are about managing people that the middle leaders feel they're not equipped with the tools to do. So if we are going to have magnificent middle leaders, they need to be motivated to lead learning, to lead people, and things such as, for example, clear training in how to give and receive feedback. How many of you, if you put your hand, have you had that? Just wave at me. You haven't. Ross, did you see that? So only about two tables have had training in how to give and receive feedback. That's absolutely vital. Don't wait for Ofsted to do it. So those are the kinds of things that the middle leaders say they want and would help them to feel empowered. Now, in terms of one of the tools that could really be levered for middle leadership magnificence, it is the line management meeting. I've been on both sides of line management meetings. I've line managed six teams, including English drama, etc. And I know, in terms of what I'm going to say here, I know there's best practice. But if you think of a line management meeting as an opportunity to actually show you as a role model of leadership, how prepared are we in those line management meetings? And I deliberately paused there. One of the teachers said to me in the research I'm conducting at the moment, he said to me, often we're so busy as senior leaders, aren't we? So one of the first things that gets squeezed, and this is another, one of the things that gets squeezed is those middle leadership meetings. But those middle leadership meetings are absolutely crucial. We can actually have the core of middle leadership, all middle leaders, there's a core, these are the expectations, and then tailored to that specific middle leader. And finally, and when that happens, and they trusted, and because they've been line managed, then we can let go. I'm not sure which slide you're on, so in terms of letting go, you've seen that, yes?
It's a completely wrong presentation, I'm sorry.
Yeah, then they can let go and they can soar because they're aspiring senior leaders, and that's what we want from them. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Laura.